Today, God invites you to use the imagination He gave you to step into a gospel story. Let yourself be transported to dusty streets and bustling town squares. Allow the story to come to life so that you can encounter our living King, Jesus, and hear His call upon your life. I am going to read from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19, two times. For this practice, you don't need to worry about historical accuracy. Just let your mind fill in the details so that this story comes to life for you. This first time, simply familiarize yourself with the story. Take note of the setting and the people involved. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Can you picture where the story is taking place? Who was there? What was said? As I read the text for a second time, let yourself become someone in the story. You can choose to either become a character that is actually mentioned, maybe a member of the crowd or one of the disciples or a Pharisee, or you can simply be a bystander watching this take place. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Be someone in the scene. What do you see? Smell. Hear. How do you feel about what is going on around you? What energy do you pick up from the crowd? What is going through your mind as you wait for Jesus to enter Jerusalem? What feelings are you experiencing? In a few moments, Jesus will be riding by. What do you want to say to him? Do you want to shout something, cheering with the crowd? Or do you want to say something quietly to him and have him hear you through the roar of the crowd, turning to look at you? What does Jesus look like? What does his face portray about his thoughts and feelings? What expression does he have? Does he turn to look at you or speak to you? What does he say? Having taken the time to live in this story, you might want to ask Jesus why certain aspects of this story stood out more than others, or why you identified with that particular person. Let your curiosity lead you into conversation with Jesus. As we conclude our time of imaginative prayer, consider what God might be communicating to you through this experience. Recall what happened when you were living in the scene. What did you feel? How do you want to respond to Jesus now?